Hey, what is up, everybody? You're listening to another episode of Who's Alex? Maybe we'll talk about this, or maybe we'll talk about that. Who knows? And are you guys self-motivated? Another term for that is, do you feel empowered to do what you want? Do you feel empowered? Because self-motivation is what we need for our life and for our goals to be accomplished every single day. Motivation is out there. I understand that. And outsourced motivation is out there, such as Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere. But that is not enough. That is not powerful enough to keep you going. So here's the question. How do we keep ourselves self-motivated all the time? And you have to ask yourself three questions. And these three questions will help you stay self-motivated. The first question, it is a training question. Can you do it? Do you have the time, the knowledge, and the training to do it? Do you believe you can do it? Which equals to another term, self-efficacy. The second question, it is an education question. Will it work? Do you believe that once you know you can do it, will it work? Will it honestly work? You're telling yourself that. And that equals to another term called response efficacy. The third and final question, and this is the motivational question. Is it worth it? Is it really, really worth it? Worth all your time, all your money to get where you want to be at. And once we are born into this world, we are raised with consequences. And these consequences is what fuels us. But how many of y'all are working to avoid a consequence? Because if you're working to avoid an adverse consequence, you will be left feeling controlled, which is another term called negative reinforcement. You can probably feel that at your job. But if you're working on a pleasant consequence, and you're working to feel good. You're working to feel good of what you'll get later on in the future. And then you're also working to feel competent. Because when you feel competent, you're more likely to be self-motivated. And there's also choice. If you have a choice to do something, then you're even more likely to feel self-motivated. But working to avoid failure will lead to unhappiness. Like when you're in a classroom, it's also how you perceive it. Because when you're in a classroom, most people are working to avoid the failure of getting, you know, an F, a failure. And they say to their friends and their family, oh, I have to go to this class. It's a requirement. Not saying, oh, I have the opportunity to go to class. See, it's all how we perceive things. It's all perspective. And it's also community. And community is so critical. Social support is critical. Because a sense of connection with other people, you'll feel motivated and you'll feel happier. And there's four C's to all this. It is consequence, feeling competent, having choice, and the community. And also, we should really act more on the community with each other. We have to move from this independent culture to an interdependent culture, because we really, and not really begging, I'm not saying it to beg, but we need each other. We need to have each other's backs and have the humility to accept each other's feedback. We need to help each other feel self-motivated, because we're all in this together, and we should really help each other feel empowered. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Who's Alex. You can follow me on IG, which is Who's Alex, WHOSEALEX, Who's Alex. You can also add me on Snapchat, which is Alex_R. And follow me on Twitter, WHOSEALEX, same thing, Alex. Who's Alex, duh. And also, subscribe to my YouTube channel as well. I'll be uploading these podcasts on YouTube as well. Who's Alex as well. But yes, people, feel empowered. Work for positive consequences. Feel deeply competent. Have choice. And work with each other, the community. Have a great rest of your day, guys. And God bless you all.